Hi, Emily. My name is Sam. My bird has an appointment at 10:30 today, and I just wanted to find out, is that with a vet? Okay. Is there any chance that a vet would be available for a quick? Yeah, can I do that if that's okay? I still need the Lucrin. Oh, she's just the last few. I wasn't going to, and then I thought, oh, I probably should just to check her out because it will just weigh on my mind. But she's been making these really like screechy noises at certain times of the day. But and it's almost like I thought because she was she sits near the door in a cage, and I'd taken out the any sort of hidey holes that she can go into. That's what the Vanessa, that's what Vanessa, sorry, I forgot her name for a sec. That's what Vanessa had said. That's the lady, isn't it? The vet. Yeah, that's what Vanessa had said like last year to do to try and dissuade her from nesting behavior. And I thought maybe it was just a bit too bright for her and she was struggling. Maybe she just wanted to go somewhere a bit darker, but she's still screeching. Sort of in the afternoon, she gets to a point that it's just almost like a pain screech. She doesn't have any distension on her lower abdomen. Her chest looks a little bit fuller than normal, but I don't really know if that's just me being overly paranoid, but it's almost like she's in pain. So I wanted to speak to someone about if there was any sort of medication that I can give her, if I think that she might be in pain on a on a regular basis, and what happens, what that do to her. That's sort of what I wanted to have a chat about. Yeah, amazing. Yeah. I honestly don't think it is. I think it's something different. That's what I thought. My dog is on many. He's 13 and a half. He's on many painkillers for old age. So that's what I was thinking. Yeah, amazing. Amazing. So 10:50. Yeah, perfect. Thank you so much, Emily. Okay, thank you. Bye.